Log Talk Radio.
Going to different parts of the neighborhood in the city of Cleveland, asking various questions about what's going down in this sports world. In this sports world, what the deal, T. Row? What's how you doing, big dog?
What's up with the L Boogie? What's up with the young step? Man, you know your boy, man, just down there in the D, man, kicking back, doing it big. Got my head in the clouds. You know how we do it, L Boogie.
Oh, man, first of all, I just want to say congratulations, man, to Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III, baby. He jumped that broom, man. Salute, man. I know y'all
were kicking it
yesterday, man. And then, you know, big shout-out to my fam. We had our family reunion yesterday, man, and as usual, it got a little hot, man, for the family volleyball game, bro. It's just like, if you play this game, you get a chance to brag for 364 days. It's like the Super Bowl, man. It's frenzy, man, the family volleyball game. Hey, listen, and you thought you family, but when that ball is tossed up, man, you would think you're playing again. Boy, please.
when you're in between the lines, man, you are a man for himself.
Hoo-wee, don't I know it. Don't I know it.
Oh, man, I wish I could have been a part of it, man.
Oh,
that's
man, oh, Steph.
Steph, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, what the deal,
Steph,
world?
The producer of the show. Yeah,
what's good, everybody?
You know,
Streets
Steph,
is talking.
The family wants to say, yeah, the family wants to say they love you, man, and wish you could have been here.
Oh, man, thank you. I wish I could have been, too, but you know how that go. Let's get the show started.
Man, no
you know?
Question. Here it comes. Roll. Number one, you know, it's a lot of going down in Cleveland, Ohio, man. Number one, I'm hearing rumors and stirs in the barbershops and everywhere in the streets. Andrew Bynum has been talking to the Cavs and, ironically, the Dallas Mavericks and Atlanta Hawks. And secondly, the Cavs just signed Jared Jack and Jack. Are you kidding me? Those are a couple things. And also, in the NFL, we'll get to that. Victor Cruz just signed a new contract, 6 years through 2016, $43 million. Rasheed Wallace, Wow, Ro. Salute to Rashid, man. We're going to comment on that, get some comments on that. You know, retired. Now he's up. And he's got a suit on now. I wish Kevin Garnett would take his lead on that.
You want KG to go on and retire? To go and join somebody coaching staff?
Yes. He should be right now on the L.A. Clippers staff with Doc Rivers.
Come on, man. KG got a couple more years in him, man. I know he's on the down, but, you know, he's still a check. You know what I'm saying? He need to prepare for this later generation to, you know, have that income set for him. So he got at least two more years before he give it up.
And last but not least, one more thing, UFC. The Brazilian, they said he was the best fighter ever. Anderson Silva got knocked up out in the second round, row from a kid from Hofstra University. Are you kidding me?
Say it ain't so.
Say it ain't so. Man, he lost the church's money, man.
He backpocketed the deacon. Took all the bread.
Oh, man, how that went down, I don't know. That was very, ooh, wait, that was tricky. And you know, my cousin, you know, one of my peoples, my cousin. Go ahead, bro.
I was going to say, let me tell you, man, he deserved to get knocked out. He was fighting during the whole fight with his arms all down, thinking he was Muhammad Ali trying to play with this cat. This young fool trying to take his head off, you know what I mean? You can't be in no fight with your hands down on kneecaps, trying to use your head as your number one weapon. And you saw exactly what happened when you use your head as a weapon. You get knocked out. And I'm glad he was asleep, too. He wasn't really asleep, but he couldn't get up. It took him a long time to try to get off that count, you know what I'm saying? So it was a pretty knockout. I think he deserved to get knocked out. Like you said, he just stole the church's money. What's wrong with that boy?
Man, because you know and I know, you know, when the streets is talking, like EF Hutt and everybody listening, the guy, everybody put money down on Anderson Silva, trust me. Except, you know, a couple guys, hey, when you only have a dollar, would you put it on the underdog anyway? Of course. But the average bettor, he put his money down on Anderson Silva, trust me. And it was just...
He got double.
And you know, yeah, and you know what hurts me, it disappoints me about that, though, because it was kind of like a setup of, you know, a Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather, because I wanted to see him fight, you know, Jones, man. John
yeah,
Jones.
That ain't going
to
happen.
I wanted to see that, but now it's not going to happen.
It's not gonna happen.
Don't you hate when destiny is pulled from you?
We should have learned from that. Pacquiao and Mayweather will never be.
Wow. So let's jump back to this NBA. Andrew Bynum, from what I'm getting in Cleveland, is that, you know, they talked to him and they want to offer him a 1-year deal. And see possible if he can get through that too, sign him to an extension. What do you think he'll do? What did they say down in Dallas about adding Andrew Bynum? Would they like that with open arms, or you know, would they don't do? You know, they saying, you know, hey, we'll try to rebuild and going in a different direction. Do you think that'd be a smart move for the D Town?
Oh man, that's a great move for the D. You know what I'm saying? Get a big guy who can take that pressure off Dirk. Because can't always have Dirk playing, you feel me? So I think that by having Andrew Bynum, it'll take a lot of pressure off Dirk and add a couple of new pieces to the puzzle and try to get it twerking. Because that, we like that. We need a big man. Dirk is our, you know, is our number one man. But I have somebody down there who can take the double team pressure off of Dirk. And if we get Andrew Bynum, you know, I think it's going to be a big thing. My snitch is down. Dallas is telling me that they'll accept him with open arms. So I think it's a good move for Dallas to do. But then I turn around and hear that he in Cleveland and talking to talk to Gilbert. So what's up with that? How Cleveland feel about that? Told him or y'all don't want him?
Well, I'm down on 66, Ro. I'm down at Dion's, and the people is listening out there. I'm just pulling up in Dion's. I'm going to be walking in about 5 minutes. But let me tell you, people are saying that, yes, it would be a great move for the Cavs. But in my opinion, don't sign him to a long-term deal. Go for 1 year, see what he does, and then, you know, maybe after that. That's what I would do if I was a GM, you know.
What?
The streets is talking. There was a white party yesterday. You know, we tried to get him out, man. You know, it was a white out. And just like, you know what I mean, in the streets, they talking. He stayed in the hotel. He didn't want to, because I tell you what the women do to you in Cleveland, bro. They suck you dry. So they wanted to make sure he had no early parts early.
Right. Now let me tell you.
What do you think?
L Boogie. I think you're tripping, man. I think you got to a long-term deal, man. We ain't talking about Greg Oden. This is Andrew Bynum. He got the same symptoms as a Greg Oden, but this guy improved himself, got two rings with the and I think you got to sign it to a long-term deal. I think the one-year deal turned him away from Cleveland. But, you know, I don't know. You know, the owners nowadays about money, 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 and they usually get what they want. So we'll see what Dan pulling. I don't know what kind of tricks he got to sleeve, but, you know, we'll definitely see what he does. He needs to come on to Dallas, man. Quit tripping, man. Bring your race cars, your motorcycle, as you do when you be racing, and then get you excited. Bring it on down to Dallas. Do it, too. We just do it bigger.
Listen to this, Ro. He's B.O.B., a bag of bones. We're going to let you take him. And I hope he doesn't pull a Josh Hamilton on you. And we all know what happened. He disappointed
yeah.
at the end. You give him that money, and he disappoints you to the tail end of his contract, and you paint him out. And we see no disrespect to you, you know, A.B., you know, that's what they call him in the street. No disrespect to you, but we know the only reason why you're playing basketball because you're 7 feet. You really don't love it. You just have to be 7 feet, and you're decent.
Yeah. But like they always say, oh, Boogie, you can't teach 7 feet.
Man, you right about that. You're right about that. So we'll see. What about the Jerry Jack move, man? The signing of Jerry Jack. I come home off the plane, and guys is dapping me up talking about, yeah, we got Jerry Jack. Am I supposed to be enthused about that? You know what the word Jack means. He lives up to it.
Yeah. You know, I know how you feel about the Cleveland Cavaliers, and it's a good thing that you're a Knicks fan. But I know deep down inside that you feel love for the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the move with Jerry signing with the Cleveland Cavaliers, you know, it just might help you out a little bit. We saw when Jerry Jack played for Golden State in the playoffs when they, you know, battling it out with San Antonio. When Steph Curry or Klay Thompson played baskets, it was your boy Jared Jack keeping them in to help them win the games. So I'm giving up to Jared Jack on this one. I'll say Cleveland, great job. But Jared Jack, that's the best you could have done. You could have went out to O.J. Mayo or somebody. But good job to you. I mean, you need somebody who's going to be in there because we know Kyrie Irving's not going to be a 82. We know Kyrie going to be in there for about just 5 to 50 games. So you're definitely going to need that backup, that strong backup, because I don't ever remember Jared Jack being injured too bad in his career. So at least he can take some of the heat off Kyrie Irving, because, you know, in Cleveland, you guys depend on the point guard to score about to open up buckets for other guys, and Jaren Jackson fits that mold. He can actually, you know, do the same thing that Kyrie Irving does, but just when Kyrie's not having a good night, you know, Jaren Jackson can step in and be your jack of all jackers like he is. His name is perfect, Jaren Jackson. But I'm going to give it up to Cleveland. I'm just thanking God he ain't come to Dallas.
Wow. I don't understand it, man. I mean, I know that Kyrie is a B.O.B. right now. He's a bag of bones. And he has to, you know, like I said about John Wall, I'm very critical about guys, and I know it's just the nature of the business. But when you get hurt and you don't make it, you're not effective. Oh, man, the streets is talking. Ro, guess what, man?
Talk to me.
I'm cut off, man. I'm cut off. I just had, you know, I'm in the streets. My little nephew, he just happened to be coming off the plane, too, from Phoenix, Arizona, man. He played baseball in the joint. He spent the summer down in Cleveland. Tell the world your
Come
name,
on.
Man.
Jay.
Come on, man.
We got Jay in the building, man. Right on 66, man. Tell him what position
That's
you play in baseball.
Is.
Third base.
Tell him your last name, Jay.
Devison.
Remember the name. Third base.
Right, man.
And guess what? I'm going to give you a profile, Ro.
Talk to me.
He's 11 years old. He wears a size 11. And he's about 5'8", man, 5'9", 11 years old. Remember the name. Third base.
Yeah.
So like I said, man, we just traveling in the streets, man. You know what I mean? So one more thing before we go to commercial. Victor Cruz, he just signed a new deal, $43 million. Salute, Victor, through 2018. What you think about that, Ro?
Yeah, that's big, man. When you come back, I'll give you the stats on the brother, man. The dude like that. You know, the Giants needed that guy. Why they took so long to pay the man, it still bothers me to this day. Great piece to the New York Giants organization, even though I don't give a damn about the Giants because they're in the NFC East. But for them, they needed it. You know what I mean? You know, me personally, when I see him out there against the Cowboys, I know he's always doing something big. So it's kind of hard for me to, you know, knock the guy because I know what he can do. You know what I mean? So it's a great move for the New York Giants. I ain't going to knock him. But you know me, man. I prove to the star. I give a damn about no other team. But good job, Victor Cruz. You got a great baby. Got the $46 million, 15 guaranteed. Excuse me, 15.25. That's a lot of bread, Elwood.
I feel you. I wonder when he signed the contract, the management asked him to do the salsa dance, man.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Man, we started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah, that's a nice
thing. And listen to this. I know you upset because you're going to have to see him twice a year, maybe three times, if you guys go to the playoffs. Good luck. I might only have to see him once or twice in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah, well, some way, somehow, we're going to get him down here in one of these Dallas strip clubs, you know, and make him real welcome down here and, you know, hopefully drain him down. So, all this little pole energy. You dig?
Man, let's go to commercial when we come back, man. Rasheed Wallace. Oh, DJ Steph. T. Rowe, Dallas, Texas, 12 to G, LA, California. I'm down here in Cleveland, Ohio. Man, it's cold blooded, man. Hey, this for you, Victor. Rasheed, salute.
Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working working all night, traffic on the way home, and my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show, and we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga.
Ooh-wee. We back in
started
the asylum.
The
DJ Steph, how you doing back there, man? What's the degrees, man, back in Phoenix?
Oh, man, you know the weather always beautiful out here. We looking at triple
what's
digits,
it?
Though, but it's all pretty, though. Like about 111 degrees, but it's cooling down, you know?
Yeah, go ahead. All right. 111, cooling down.
Yeah.
That's the AV hot, boy.
Woo!
You know what I mean?
Pretty out here, though.
That's
well,
how you know
here in
nice.
Down here in C-Town,
yeah,
it was a little muggy today, man.
For real?
Yeah.
A little muggy, little, you know, it's always going to stay rainy. So it was raining, about 81 degrees. But, you know, I saw a couple guys, you know, you heard it here first when I was in the streets. I saw guys at mini camps on the football side, little 7th, 8th graders, man. I saw a couple 6-year-olds out there. It just, you know, brought me back, you know what I mean, to, you know, when we used to do it, man.
Yeah.
That's
so,
what's up, man.
Yeah, man, I'm in the whip right now, man.
I
navigated up the 89th and Huff, man. So I'm just willing and dealing in the neighborhoods, man. You know, every commercial, I'm telling you, I'm coming from different spots because we in the streets, baby.
Streets are talking. Yeah, I want to give a shout out to all my peoples out there, man. I ran into people, man, that I grew up with, went to school with, man. It's been a blast. You know, man, I'm still see that Mac, man. I missed Mac the first day I got there, you know, from the bachelor party. But, you know, I'm still trying to get at your boy Mac, man. I'm going to before I get up out of here, you know what I mean? But, man, it's been a blast, man. And everybody said, well, Boogie that came down to the graduation, you know. So, man, much love to you know, everybody who I haven't seen who's going to be calling in. And, you know, man, we got a lot of new callers going to be real soon. You know what I mean?
No question. No question. No doubt. But, bro, can I ask you this question, man, about the NBA right now?
Yeah, man, you know, you can't
like,
hear about any question.
You got guys like Jerry Jack, you know, just signed a deal. Do you think it's, you know, O.J. Mayo? I mean, why the Cavs didn't go after those guys? I asked some guys in the street, and I just want to ask you, you know, he played with your team for a year. Why guys, you know, really aren't high on O.J. Mayo? Can you, I mean, is there anything that the fans in Dallas, you know, talked about or, you know, good riddance with him? I mean, I'm just, you know, wondering why he, you know, it was so hard for him, for people to just go after him.
I can't answer that question, man, because my thoughts are kind of like on the same process as yours when it comes to O.J. Mayo, man. A good player, you know, I know about his background and what happened in high school, college, and, you know, so but I think all his baggage from the past has followed him to the league. I don't think that it's a good rep for him that he has right now because, you know, this guy, like I mentioned before, is a great talent, but yet he's being shot down like he's, you know, only a minimum paid player. You know what I mean? He signed with Milwaukee. I hope Milwaukee, they can, you know, see exactly what the talent level has and keep him somewhere because I think the guy really deserves to be in a nice place to where he can settle in and become the player that he showed us that he can be when he's having the 1-2 year contracts with these other teams. So I hope that in Milwaukee he can be good, but I don't know. I just believe that the back game before he came to the league has followed him to the league, and, you know, they don't really take him as serious as they need to.
Yeah, bro, it's kind of tough, man. I'm really going to see how he plays out with, you know, Brandon Jennings because it looks like because he's a restricted free agent, any team that, you know, signs Brandon Jennings, Milwaukee has 10 days to match the offer. So I think they're going to do that, I'm pretty sure, with Monte Ellis departing. No one has picked up Monte Ellis either. I'm wondering what's up with that.
Yeah, Monte Ellis, if anything, man, they should keep Monte Ellis. We all know that the three-headed monster with Brandon Jennings, Monte Ellis, and O.J. Mayo could really work. You know, those guys can score. They know how to create off the dribble. They really don't need too many situations. They know how to make sure that they can get to the bucket or get open to shoot a shot. So if they were smart, I would go with the young lineup like that and go. But you know how it works, Steve. I'm pretty sure that Monte Ellis will, you know, go to where he's going without Milwaukee matching the offer. So I think it just creates an opening for O.J. Mayo to become a starter, a sixth man like he's been playing for the last 2, 3, 4 seasons.
Oh, Monte. Man, I hope they sign him back, but it's not looking good. Monte is probably going to go play for a down south team or a west coast team. He just looks like he doesn't look like he wants to play in cold weather. You know, he looks like one of them types, you know. He don't like cold weather. He might sign with the Suns.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
Who else we got out there on the free agent market that hasn't been picked up that you might be a little, you know, what's the word I'm looking for, a puzzle, why he hasn't been picked up yet? Is it just, you know, money-wise, everybody's ready now that since the White Howard got signed, it's go time? Or, you know, what do you think about that?
Yeah, to me, man, it's just Andrew Bynum. He's the next big thing, the next big mark on my list. I'm not really looking at too many other guys, man. You know, Monte Ellis, I'm worried about him. I know he's going to land a job in the league. You always need a energetic scorer like himself. Andrew Bynum is who I really want to see where he goes, you know, whether it be Dallas, Atlanta, or Cleveland. I you know, for him sitting out a whole year, I think he needs to be part of this summer league that's been jumping off already, and he's missing out. So he needs him so that he can go in and work out with some guys because he hasn't been doing anything for a year, a whole full year, kind of like Derrick Rose. And, you know, I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to, you know, sit up here and bash those guys because we all know, sometimes the only way to get healthy from an injury as such as these guys have had is and so with having the necessary rest, I believe that they can get the feet back up under them. But Andrew Bynum has to – He needs to be signed, man. He needs to get out there and start practicing and get on a team that's going to be able to.
Listen to this, bro. I would not play Andrew Bynum in the summertime. If he tripped over his iPhone, man, he didn't broke an ankle. Are you kidding me? We cannot work, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? We have to be cautious when we're talking about Andrew Bynum, man. I told you, he's B.O.B., man. He's a bag of balls. You never know with this guy. He's lightweight of Yao Ming. I mean his one leg. How you Sam Bowie, man? You the modern day Sam Bowie. How you gonna hurt your knee bowling? That's like Sam Bowie when he cracked his shin bone on a layup in the pregame. Are you kidding me? Don't get it twisted. He's 7 feet. You can't teach that. He's very skillful. And when healthy, one of the best in the league. Let's not get that twisted. But he's not. He's not. Should he play? Speaking of summer league, bro, who has impressed you in the summer league? If you've been catching any of it, who's impressed you so far? Hello? Bro, you with me? Wow. The streets in Dallas and gobbled him up right now.
Oh, man. What the deal? What happened to Unc? What happened to T-Row?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
But like but the world, if you're listening, the phone number, 347-855-8896. If you want to go on the internet, www.blogtalkradio.com/streetstalkingwithazero. And you know my motto, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. You already know, man. Fridays, 9 p.m., Mondays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 Pacific. This Friday, it's going to be a special edition. We got a lot of guys that are going to be in the asylum on the freestyle. A lot of youngins. It's going to be frenzy. When we come back, we're going to have some callers and callers. Let us know what's on your mind and what you're saying. EPMD style.
So what
man,
you
I just
saying?
Left 89th and Huff. Now I'm about to go over here on 10-5. And I might just ride that strip all the way down. Man, I'm cruising, man. Let's go.
Yo, I'm the hip-hopper plus the soul shocker. That was indeed, yes, the microphone doctor. One wreck, the other destroys. And if you think you're ready to mess, kill the noise. We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cut from my homie, yo, they're not late. Back and Mac and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack.
Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No second 87, 88, you kneel. Stop producing, get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like mop and blow.
That's where it's born.
Back the second time. Put on a different assignment and do a sucker new jack. Who needs to rap in alignment? Cause I'm the cream of the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double K microphone record. Turn on my callers, say a mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying? Understand what I'm saying, catch a sucker in my way, and I'm swaying. Taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mine to 99, because I'm fine as wine. Sit back and recline, watch the sunshine, take a stroll, listen to rock and roll. Catch a flick at the movies, dance a bowl, because I choose to refuse this black. When I'm back, I take a chance, Jack. So I must attack with knick-knack, patty-whack, so I won't lack on my
my style is death, and then deadly as crack. While I'm slaying music, playing, the sucker is lame. I battle the trenches with a funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't the bloody latest, but you can call cousins. As we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our job while we kicking ballistics. Dropping hits like I'm house and you got the chill and more. The proof is in the pudding, so check the billboard. People around town talking this and that. How we sound like the R, and our music is whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we were fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold, so what you saying?
With a twist of hip hop. So what you saying? And along with my co-host T-Row broadcasting, he live in Dallas on the north side, Jewel's the G. And man, I'm your host L Boogie, man. And I'm in Cleveland, man. I'm gonna make my way up to the suburb. I know they riling in the asylum, man. They up there, they salty. I'm gonna get to you, but I just, you know, I'm in the hood right now. You know what I mean? It's DJ Steph, man. You know, the producer of the show. Who we got coming in here silent first? What they saying?
Oh, man, we got this boy. We got this boy named, and he say he my sis' best friend coming from the streets of Cleveland. How you feeling, man?
Hey, man, I'm on the phone, man. I'm out here chilling, messing with this roster. You know, I represent the city. You know how we do.
Oh, no.
That's
hey,
good.
What's up with you, baby?
Hey, they got me in my coaching bag right now, man. I'm, you know, I didn't quit the ball. I'm coaching up at Shaker now, so I'm want to shout out all the future B ball players. And if you need a workout, come holler at me. And whatever, I'm right here chilling. There's some bad females in the building.
Oh man, it's just talking. First of all, let me say this. This is Coach Anthony Wells. He used to be a, you know, star basketball player at Shaker Heights High School here in outside of Cleveland, Ohio. He also went to Cleveland State. So, Coach, let me ask you a question. You know, you're involved in basketball in the NBA. What do you think about the signing of Jerry Jack? Do you think that's a good pickup for the Cavs, considering the injury prone Kyrie Irving?
Man, that's not a good pickup. That's a great pickup. You know, Jerry Jack, he got the full package. He can score the ball like none other. Kyrie, you know, he might not give us no more than 65 games. So, and Deion ain't going to give us no more than 60 games. So, we got a guy like Jerry Jack who done been in the playoffs and showed up against big top-level competition. Jerry Jack was a great pickup. I'm ready for the season to start. I'll be downtown.
Well, let me tell you this, though, Anthony. Let me tell you this. You just said you were surrounded by pretty women, didn't you?
Hey,
and I always tell the caller.
A lot of people say, I'm going to just put this on the radio. A lot of people
hold
say,
on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Let me make my point.
So,
they're so beautiful that's what they do. They suck our stars dry. And he will miss 25 games, too.
I can't be mad at you because that's what they do, but it's a lot of, hey, look, it's a lot of
the
them.
The streets is
talking. Hey, I can't even be mad at you, boss. That's what they do, man. They suck our show, our stars dry.
What do you think about Andrew Bynum? If you guys get him, what's the selling point? If you're the general manager, what are you saying to Andrew Bynum to get him here in Cleveland, Ohio, besides the pretty women? What are you going to say to him to entice him to come to Cleveland?
I'm going to just be honest with that man. I'm going to tell him he hasn't even proved himself enough to get no type of max contract or no type of real money. We got this money to spend. If you're going to play for us, we'll sign you 1 year, see how you do, and if you perform, we'll give you the money. If not, you go on about your business. Because if you turn into a Dwight Howard, a.k.a. Crybaby, who just want to jump around and be on the scene, we don't want nothing to do with you. Like, I'm still a big fan of Andy. So Bears out, he's doing justice for me right now. If he comes back healthy, I'm rocking with Andy. Like, I'm one of them dudes that ride with the homies. So, I'm rocking with Calgary, Young Tristan. I'm going to build around Dion. I like Jared Jack. Whatever it takes. That's why I'm rocking with.
So you like Drake, huh? No new friends. No.
Hey, no. I definitely not like Drake because I'm talking about the dude. You know what they say about Drake. So I'm definitely not like Drake. But hey, the WB said sometimes he throw me off, but I'm cool.
So let me ask you this. What do you think about Rasheed Wallace being an assistant coach with the Detroit Pistons? Do you think that was a good move for him?
That was
or for
a great
the Pistons,
move too.
As I should say.
I mean, it's a great move for their organization because I respect them for putting a dude like him in a position to excel. Like, Rasheed Wallace don't got a good rep around the league. He never has. All I know is he performed when he was on that court, but all the outside intangibles he may bring, and they gave that man a job. I can't do nothing but respect the city of Detroit, the Detroit Pistons club, and their whole organization because they gave that man a chance. And that's what I'm all about, giving our people a chance.
Right, but also respect this, though. He went to the University of North Carolina, and he
right.
was coached by the great Dean Smith.
Right.
Remember, guys like George Karl, Roy Williams, you know, those guys were also, you know, predecessors and players of Dean Smith, Michael Jordan.
Michael
you know
Jordan.
What I mean?
Yeah, it's MJ.
So, you know, respect his mind, even though, you know, like you said, he was, you know, had some things on the court issues. But if you just look at his resume mentally, you know, from where he come from, if we just signed somebody, if they went to, you know, Harvard as an accounting, if you just go to North Carolina, you're going to get a coaching job. I don't know what I mean?
He know the game. I'm saying he played with one of the greats. He played with some of the greats when he was young. You know, he was in Portland. He took care of his business there and was in on playoff team. He was in Detroit. You know what I mean? He know the game on the court as well as know what to say and know how to act off the court as far as from being under a guy like a Dean Smith or a Larry. Was he with Larry Brown or am I mistaken? If not, he was with Flip. He was with somebody who know the game. So I definitely think that them coaches that rubbed off on him, he know how to approach the youth. And another point that you might add is the team. Who was Rasheed just with? What team he just played with?
Knicks.
The Knicks. He was with the Knicks without even being on the staff. Like, he was helping them out. If you seen any of them playoff games, he was out there with Tyson Chandler working on his game and, you know, pass and rebound, whatever he was doing, even though he was retired, he definitely stayed close to them players. So if they accept his word, then, I mean, you know, the Detroit Pistons, who is a young team, should accept his word.
Yeah, and Kevin Garnett needs to follow his lead and put on a suit.
Right. He definitely
Kevin,
does.
I love you, but it's time to be a coach, baby.
You say what?
I love KG, but it's time for him to put on his suit because I know he's listening. The street is talking. He need to put his suit on.
I'm going to be honest with you, KG. You might be, if not the best power forward, you top three. You the big ticket, but it's slow for you right now. Like, I don't think you the piece that Brooklyn was looking for. You might need to hang it up, put a suit and tie on, make, you know what I mean, take 1-0 off your paycheck and teach somebody the game because it's over with.
There it is, from a coach's point of view. I'm going to make my way up to the heights, man. I'm going to get up to Shaker, man. I'm going to get up that way. I just got to make a stop down at 10-5, holler at my people. You know what I mean?
Okay. Hey, just make sure you let them know the future young guy. I'm coaching this freshman team right now. I'm doing workouts at Shaker High School Monday through Thursday at 10:30. They need a workout, come holler at me. If you're thinking about picking a school, Coach Danny Young, varsity coach at Shaker, a hell of a coach. He's going to get you to school, and he's going to make you a better person. So I'm going to just put that
out there. Hold on. The streets is talking that might be a little illegal. You can't be promoting or the line like that. We might have to look at the sanctions, bro. The streets is talking. We going, you know what I mean?
I'm not recruiting nobody. I'm saying if you meet Coach Young and dig him, you can take your family. Y'all can.
Hey, you went to college. You know how to twist words around. You're good.
Bro, he's good. He went to college. He knows how to twist his words around, man.
All I'm saying, there's plenty of apartments on Van Aken that's leasing. Your parents can move, and we can be at Shaker and have a great time. That's all I'm
going to
say.
Oh, see what I'm saying? Oh, hold on. DJ, stop, please. Come on, man. Please.
Coach Anthony Wells, everybody. My daughter's best friend. He's a good guy. No doubt. Man, I kicked it with him the other day, man. Good guy, man. He's coaching those guys. He's a young coach. He's very hungry. And he's doing good things up there. He just, you know, basically just developing youngins, you know, and that's what we all about. You know, you've been a coach. You know how it go.
Right. So then, hey, L Boogie, I was going to ask Coach, man, do we get the first month free? Because, you know, I'm going to work out of two.
Right. We got to send Junior down. You know what I mean? Coach, can I send my nephew down for the free workout for a month?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Hey, thank you. Man, I want to give a big shout out, man, to my dude, Van Jenkins, man. His son, man, is a big time recruit down there in Texas, man, going to the University of Texas Tech, man. Be looking out for this name right here, L Boogie. Malik Jenkins. Get ready. Linebacker. Man, things about to start happening for Texas Tech, man. You heard it at first, man. Streets is tough, man. Be looking out for a young fella, man, Malik Jenkins, man. Gonna be nice. I'm predicting freshman defensive player of the year in the Big 12. That's what I'm talking about. You feel me?
Wow, Ro, and you talking about the youngest and going to the college. I got a couple I want to shout out to, man. You know, first of all, to my son going to the 10th grade, man, Davell Moore Meeks, man, he's doing his thing. You know, Coach Schaefer at Benedictine High School, they doing their thing. Mylon Golden at Glenville High School. And I got a young, he's only going to the 8th grade, named Brian West, man. These guys are, you know, you heard it here first, bro. So, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking about, man. You know, the young, we got to not big, our young generation, man, you know, big things are happening now. You know, we did what we did, man, but now we delayed the path for our young people to do the thing, man, you know, and we, you know, if thing works out in God's will, man, you know, we'll be seeing them at the next level and be kicked back and enjoying all the stories from beyond, you know what I mean? But
man, there you have it. You better, man, you better love it.
Yeah, man, been hitting the hood strong, you feel me?
Man, I had just went down the street, man. I just saw something that I don't even want to say to the world. Because the streets be talking. Yeah. Only on 10-5, man. I'm on 10-5 in Drexel. If you hit to that street, you know what I'm talking about.
It's going down.
Woo-wee!
Let me get out of here. Hey, L Boogie, I know that we don't play much of tennis, man, but I don't know if you watched the event over the weekend, man, the Wimbledon. The final was yesterday, man, Andy Murray versus your boy Djokovic Djokovic. Man, for the first time in 77 years, the British has a guy who is the champion from Wimbledon, and, you know, Wimbledon is held in England. So since 1930, they've been waiting on somebody to come through to do their thing. And Andy Murray was the guy since that time to win Wimbledon. And I want to say big ups to Andy Murray. He's been trying so hard over the last 4 or 5 years to get over this hump. You know, the Ferriers and the you know, and now Djokovic, and now it looks like we're gonna have a new star, Murray. You know, since the Olympics when he won the gold, he has also won the U.S. Open and now Wimbledon. So the dude is doing big. I didn't want to pass over without giving him a shout out. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, because it was a pretty nice run that he had to end up winning the actual Wimbledon. So a big payout as well. So big ups to you, Andy Murray, and didn't want to that dude. You know what I mean?
Ro, can you believe it, man? I done stopped down here on 105 in Somerset at the gas station. I had to bust a move. I'm in the restroom. Can you dig it? I'm in the streets, man. That's why I got so quiet, man. Listen, when we report, it'd be for real, for real. You understand me? But, bro, as you see, I done flushed the toilet, about to wash my hands and get out of here. You know what I mean? But, yeah, that's what's up, man. That's the future, you know? So, but
Oh, man, I'm definitely on the road trip. And let me ask you this about Andy Murray. Can't he be consistent and beat the big guys now? It looked like it was a default, but can he, you know, beat these guys on the consistent and start being number one in the world?
To be honest with you, I think he's going to be, you know, very competitive for about the next 1 or 2 years because, you know, we still got Nadal and these guys are still balling at the top of their game, Djokovic. And, you know, every time you lose to a guy so many times, you know, you're bound to beat him once or twice. So I think that he's just going to be – it was finally his time to win this event, Wimbledon. You know what I mean? Because he's been close the last 2 or 3 years, you know, being runner-up and stuff like that. So I believe that it was just his time. And since it was his time, he took full advantage of it, and he made it happen this year. So – big up to Andy Murray, 77-year drought for.
It was something else, reporter wrote, you know, in the streets. I was in Seaway Barbershop on East 89th and Huff, and two reports came out that guys were talking about the Lakers won't make the playoffs, and they're going to be trying to go after the Wiggins kid. You know, that's why they haven't made really any moves, because they're looking at Kobe not really playing and then him coming back the following year after that and thinking they're going to get Wiggins or Parker in the draft. Is that kid that good?
Not going to happen. I don't give a damn how bad L.A. can, you know, clear money and space. I mean, man, having a number one pick as an L.A. Laker is over. How you got Magic is a blessing in disguise. You know what I mean? For the number one player to be coming out of college and the number one pick, and you pick Magic Johnson, that's not going to happen again. If it does, you know, the commissioner is definitely getting paid for that. But, you know, Lakers, yeah, forget Andrew Wiggins, because he ain't going to be a Laker, not unless they trade, and you know how the Lakers can get creative. But I don't see that happening. I think Wiggins next year is going to go somewhere else. I hope he don't get hurt. I mean, I've been hearing a lot about Andrew Wiggins' kid out of Canada going to, where is he going, Kansas or wherever he's going?
Kansas.
Yeah, and so, you know, we'll see what happens when you know, he hasn't even played a college game yet, and they're already predicting the dude to be the number one pick. So we'll see what happens. You know, L.A., you think about it. Come on, Laker Nation, you're doing too much. You already got a lot of championships. Let somebody else win a few.
Are you kidding me? Can you really imagine the Lakers really tanking this season to be in the lottery to pick up this Wiggins kid?
I mean, anything's possible. You see how the Boston Celtics trying to tank. So, I mean, if Boston gonna do it, why not the Lakers? But I don't see them even getting Andrew Lakers even to tank it. You still got to be top four. You got to be bottom 14 in order to get your lucky ball in the lottery, you know, in the lottery ball. So, yeah, good luck with that.
Well, they just might. Everybody has gotten better in the West. It doesn't look like they got any better. You got Houston, you have OKC, you have the Clippers, you have Golden State. These guys are getting better. You have, you know, still San Antonio. I mean, even though they're a little older, they're still going to be in the playoffs.
Right.
So, and, you know, usually how it pans out, the better records are in the West.
Yeah, the West don't be back to normal form. Whether or not a team in the West can, you know, beat Miami is still the question. But the East, I think the West gonna beef it up, and this is how, you know, how we get, man. We always know that the West can run and get it done, but man, don't tank your season, Boston. Don't tank your season so soon. You can still get a lot of draft picks or get a number of good players who are not high pro players and know how to play the game. You know, like once again, the league ain't tough no more. It's soft. They getting watered down a little bit with the talent level. But, you know, it is what it is. You still can make it to the NBA, you know, good for you. But, you know, it's a watered-down league, and you just get what you can get.
Wow. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't think the Lakers can. Whew, it's going to be tough. But, you know, that might be the splash move for the new commissioner. Because remember, David Stern, how did that move come and play for Paul Gasol for little or nothing to get to the Lakers from Memphis? It's just mind-boggling. So anything, like KG used to say, anything's possible.
That fool's stupid. Don't start, KG. He only got one.
Wow. Streets is talking. If you want to call in, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m., 347-855-8896. And if you just want to get on your iPad or, you know, go back and listen on the archive, listen to yourself, www.blogtalkradio.com/streets is talking with a zero. Get at me on the Twitter, at LBoogie15. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Ah. We in the asylum, man. I'm listening, Ro. What's your deal, baby?
You know what it is, man. Let's go to this commercial, man. You know, when we come back, man, we got a couple things to talk about, man. I gotta spread some info to you, man. I heard about your boy 50 Cent. And this dude, I don't know if he bumped his head or if he just was upset at the time and it did, but you know, after the commercial, I'd definitely shoot it at you.
No question, no question. Streets is talking. Let's go. Produced by DJ Stuff.
Daytime, lights on. Hell yeah, I'm frontin', but you love it. I don't hide, bitch, I'm high when I'm in public. Even in my everyday ride, I be stuntin'. This is nothing really, you should see me stuntin'. I'm from New Orleans, love, you know how I'm coming. Hop out that Impala, left the motor running. Them my little homies front that store, they ain't gon' touch it. Feel the way you gone, finna meet the money. I come through in that bread truck, everybody hungry. I be trying to keep it low, but the streets be talking. I heard they think I'm selling dope on them walkie talkies. They worse than them bitches, them bitches be stalking. Outside checking for which car a nigga parking. She say she from Belize, but she could speak Ferrari. I roll that tree and write a song about it in the morning. Pull up in that arrow and them bitches start choosing, 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 choosing. Pull up in that car and them haters gon' lose it, lose it, lose it, lose it, lose it. Pull up in that arrow and them bitches start choosing, 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 choosing. Pull up in that car and them haters gon' lose it, lose it, lose it, lose it, lose it. Pull up pushing buttons, blowing OG like a
it's nothing. Marijuana fussing, smoking loud, it's no discussion. Black and yellow, something out of nothing. Choppers like the Russians, bust your head, that's a concussion. Full-time grinder, all the time hustling. Bitch, I'm from the birds, so you know that I be thugging. Made it from the bottom, so in God we put our trust in. Certified stoner, get a raw and put a nugget. Rari's, Lamborghini, Hari Kari. Suicidal doors, tell the owner I said sorry. Pull up in that, you know, pockets out like sumo. Taylor gang or die, jet, la, 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 la.
Pull up in that, and I'm getting stuck. Choosing. Pull up in that, and them haters gon' lose it. Lose it. Pull up in that arrow and them bitches start choosing. Pull up in that arrow and them haters gon' lose it.
Pulling up the club live, making them hoes peel. My niggas was way trill, wardrobe was unreal. My Cuban was Spanish gold, so vintage was my gazelles. I'm talking the facts of life, can I just have a slice? Best he set the game, Braun having a night. Let him go check the stats, cause all I want is the racks. Even moving the merch, I'm getting 60 a hat. MCM on my luggage, Reebok making me butter. Be Hickey Cuban cigars, Bumper Cloud, he think he done. Love. Double M, we the hottest on the fucking turf. Blow. I'm going straight to heaven, crib built like a church.
Pull up in that arrow and them bitches start choosing. Pull up in that arrow and them haters gon' lose it.
Man, we back. The streets is talking. And, Ro, before I let you go in, man, I just want to give a shout-out, man, you know what I mean, to all my family at the picnic, man, and my pops, my moms, you know what I mean, my daughter Pretty Face, my son D-Wig, man, you know what I'm saying, Vail Smooth, and, you know what I mean, the producer DJ Steph, man.
Man,
what a show.
Man.
Oh, yeah,
appreciate that, bro. Man, you know, the wedding, man, yesterday was tight, man. You know, it was beautiful, man. Had a lot of people from the hood come down, man.
Can you hear me, Ro? The streets is talking. Can you hear me out there, man? It's going berserk out here, man.
Yeah, it is, man. What is going on with the world, man? I don't think they're trying to hold us back, man. I don't know what's going on. I think we lost feet with T-Ro.
I was just in the world. Listen, world, I was just on 71st, man, a.k.a. 7-All in Cleveland, Ohio. Man, I don't know what just happened. Oh, man, it's getting ugly. Man. Let me make my way to the suburb. Let me get up to Shack. I got to make my way, man. We out here. And I got the youngest with me, man. It's frenzy. Mondays and Fridays, 347-855-8896. If you want to get at us on the iPad or just on the, you know, on the internet, listen to us. If not live, you can go back and listen to any show, any Monday and Friday. www.blogtalkradio.com/streets is talking with a zero. We hot out here. We hotter than Arizona. And let me tell you something. 71st was just hotter than Arizona just now. It was, oh, man. I'm glad I went to the restroom up there where I knew somebody, man, because I would have went to the restroom on 71st. I'm down here by Royale and Mr. Hero, man.
It's ugly, man.
I bent the corner on 71st, then I went down to the infamous, you know what I'm saying, Diamond Cut. I wanted to see if I seen my man Mook up in there. Shout out to Diamond Cut. and something happened, man. That's why we went there. But I had to do, oh, it was ugly.
I think we got T-Row back on. I think we got T-Row back live. You there, T-Row?
That's good.
Yeah, your boy in the building, man. You know, man, being out here, man.
Man, they trying to hold you back, huh?
Dog, man, you know, so many people around, man, checking your boy out, man. So, you know, sometimes, you know, you hit that button, man, don't really mean to. So my bad on that one, man. Just showing love to the people in the hood, man. They see your boy out here. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, back to what I was saying, man, you know, I can't wait, man. Look at her. I can't wait till the season starts, man. I'm ready. I'm really intrigued. Oh, Nick, hey, L Boogie, let me tell you about your boy, 50 Cent. Are you listening?
Man, am I listening?
So as I'm rolling
let
down.
Let me know something, man.
Yeah, as I'm rolling down, you know, 635, that's a major freeway out here. And yes, it was jam-packed to the teeth. I'm rolling down, and I'm listening to my music. And then all of a sudden, a commercial comes on, and guess what they say about your boy 50 Cent? 50 Cent
Talk
and his
me.
Girl is in a situation. Yeah, 50 Cent and his girl is in a situation right now to where, you know, they going back and forth over who deserves to be, you know, the proper adult and where the kid is going to go in their little situation because, you know, it ain't being too good right now. So 50 go over to the baby mama crib to go pick up his son. And, man, the son is hiding from 50. 50 tells him to come in the house, yelling at him, telling him to come on. You know, we got to go. And this dude loses himself in his mama's house so 50 couldn't find him. So, you know, to make the situation worse, is this. Once 50 took about 20, 30 minutes, you know, talking trash to his son and you know, calling him out and his mama, the baby mama trying to settle 50 down, this dude decides to leave, goes get on Twitter, and start calling his son all kind of names and this and that and to the left and to the right on Twitter, man. Now, I don't know what's going on between 50 and his gal, but damn, 50, you can't call your kid out on the Twitter, man. That's your son. Come on, man.
Are you kidding me? Say it ain't so.
Hell, look, I heard it, man. I had to pull the call, man. I had to actually get off the freeway, pull over, and shake my head. I said, boy, I got to type this in the notes as fast as I can. Because, L. Boogie, what the hell is wrong with that part?
I tell you, I don't know if the money has his mind kind of little, you know, discombobulated, but how can you just call your son all kinds of names on the Twitter after he ran from you? He hid from you, 50?
From you!
If you read the 12 steps of sobriety, you looked at step number 3 that was called self-inventory. And if you're in the streets, you know what the 12 steps are.
Streets is talking, baby. That's just ridiculous. Hell, this media is too big. It's just ridiculous now what you can do. I mean, that's embarrassing for one, but to your own? Come on, 50. Gather yourself right, man.
And this is what I tell mothers and dads all over the country. It doesn't matter how much money you have, that does not make you the best parent. It's the little things, the talks, the this and that, because they can get clothes from the county. But the knowledge that you give your youngin' is priceless.
See what I'm saying?
So 50, you were getting him all type of Jordans and all type of vitamin water, but you weren't getting pouring him in with no knowledge, 50.
See, I don't know what's up, man. This shit getting ridiculous, L Boogie. I don't know what 50 was thinking.
Now. Can you imagine 50? Listen, man, you should You get you in your sessions. What would you do it? Can you imagine? Can you imagine 50 to our callers and our first time listeners? Don't forget, this is a sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Because remember, entertainers want to be athletes, and athletes want to be entertainers. So that's why we put it all together. That's why we always in the streets. And 50, come on, man. We got to put
man,
you in the free parenting school, man, and the county can give you that service, babe.
Yep.
Bro, you had to shake your head, man. You had to shake your head, bro. You had to pull over.
Man, I'm rolling down 635. I had to pull off on Welch, man, because I was going to see my mom. I pulled off an exit early before I was actually supposed to get off, dog, and just pulled over and shook my head and typed it in my note that I got a show enough to tell L Boogie and DJ Step this shit. This is ridiculous.
Very, very interesting. We're going to give you an update, fans, on Friday just before Blog Talk Radio. Just before Freestyle Friday, and see if 50 Cent's son had a response to all these texts. And, Ro, it's frenzy. That's deep right there. And, you know, we deep in the streets. And, when you know, we just like EF Hutton, man. Everybody listen.
Man, I just say it ain't so, L Boogie. Come on, man.
The new Jay-Z come out tomorrow, baby.
Oh. Have you heard it?
Oh,
have you heard
the BBS? Okay. Black, bang, bang. Of course. Did you know
yeah.
In the streets? You know I heard it.
Yeah, man. That's a banger, man. This dude, Jay-Z.
That's that track, baby.
He one of those guys like LeBron and Kobe. You know, if you hated Jay-Z, somehow, some way, he begins to help you like him a lot. You know what I'm saying? And if you love Jay-Z, man, he make you just think that, man, that dude can walk on water. But this album, man, is, yeah, come on, Jay-Z. Blue was the inspiration. Blue Ivy was the inspiration to this one because he ain't messing around on this motherfucker.
When you say walk on the water, because he say, man, I'm not, we, you know, we might not be talking about kings, we might be talking about God.
Say,
sorry, Scott.
Hey,
listen to this, bro. The line that got me, though, when he said, sorry, Scott Boys, Robinson Cano is coming with me. And if people don't know who he is, he's a sports agent.
You know? Taking over
wow.
The money. Drew Rosen out, man, you about to lose half of your clients to Jay-Z. Man.
And ended off, he said, you see, I already snatched up KD.
Man. This dude right here, man, he unbelievable with that shit, man. He going to have all, his list going to be long before 2014. There's going to be a lot of guys over there with Jay-Z looking for him for advice on, you know, that money situation and agents, man, it's on. Good luck, Jay-Z. Let me borrow $100,000.
The streets is talking. We hear Jay.
Yeah. We need some more T-shirts printed.
Man. Did Skeetamo get his T-shirt?
Man, I forgot to bring it. I left it on the chair at the crib because, you know, I missed my flight originally. And so I was backed up, L Boogie. So I done left everything, man, except for my bag. Good thing my bag was already packed, dog, because I left a whole bunch of stuff just sitting in the house, man. So, you know, I'm going to have to mail it out express to Skeetamo Jiggy Johnson III and get it in. And his birthday was yesterday, too, man. You know, July 7th, man. Not only did he get married, he got married on his birthday. Well, so I tell you, you know how it is, man.
Is he still alive? Because doing all that, we need to play the 50. Speaking of 50 Cent, we might need to play the It's Your Birthday because, woo!
Yeah.
All of that in one day, that was amazing.
Yes, sir.
I'm already home.
Hey, check this out, L Boogie. I don't know if I ever told you this, man, but I got an older sister.
I want to give a shout out right now to my older sister, man, Kim Hudgens, and my nephew, Morrell, and my nephew, man, little Morrell Jr., man. It was great to see them, man. I haven't seen my sister, honestly, in about 14 years, and it was good to see her. And I can't think of her husband's name, but he's an admiral in the Army, I believe, right? So the dude, very militant, but very cool and laid back at the same time, you know what I'm saying? So I want to give a big shout-out to my sister, man. I love you, baby girl. It was good to see you and my nephew. And my nephew is in the Navy just as well, doing some big stuff, came down just for the win. So, you know, man, plenty of pictures to go around, you know. And, yeah, man, it was that pop, man. So big shout-out to them, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, no doubt. It's just tell me this. Did Skeeter Moe make it out of this? Did he get to the yard today? If he did, he's amazing, man.
Boy, that boy was sweating like a little bit, you hear me? He was suited and booted up nice, but that boy, the sweat was pouring from the brow. You know what I mean? Like he was playing 2-on-2. You know what I'm saying? Going hard. Last one to 7. Last point. Game point to 7. Sweating like a little bit, trying to get it in. But he made it. He survived. And he is on the line. You know what I mean? I think we got him in there 1,000 a day. Give him a special shout-out. Try to get him on, see how he felt about it. You know what I mean? And so, you know, once DJ Steph put him on, we'll talk to him and get an info update on the dude. You know what I mean?
Get him on. Jink and John.
Hey,
what
the fitness deal?
What the deal? Slippery went wet.
You know, man, it was a wonderful occasion. Man, I'd like to thank everybody that came out and, you know what I'm saying, celebrated, help us bring this unification in strong. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The Hudgens family is in the building. You did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, ready. Oh, yeah, that's DJ Steph. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man,
oh,
hey,
yeah.
So after the wedding, what did you guys do? What were you guys' plans? I saw the car decorated and everything. How was it after the wedding?
Ah, man, we hit the old Hilton Anatole and was up on the 10th floor of the atrium. And I'm talking about we popped some Don P and, you know, had some chocolate strawberries and had, you know, the most important people there. And we celebrated, man, and did it all night, man, you know, like some Player Mac.
Yeah, already.
I'm here with you, baby.
Hey, if my brother got married and found the love of his life, come on, L Boogie. Damn.
The world tweet me where you at, baby. At L Boogie 15, call in, man. Tell a friend, and tell a girlfriend. I need you, baby.
Yeah, man, we're going to have to start up something, man. We're going to have to get this situation. Man, your boy about to hook you up, man. I'm about to call Dr. Love on this motherfucker. I'm going to give me find a whole bunch of pictures. Not me. I'm going to have him text the pictures in. We're going to make a selection, damn it. We need you, the bachelor of the sports, or the streets is talking. I almost said the sports officials. Shout out to the sports officials. What's up, people? Them are boys right there.
Man, I know they doing their thing. And it was a great thing. I tried to catch their show on Sunday, but I went back in the archive and I listened to it today, man. My guys.
That's what
only
I'm
a couple
about.
More minutes left. I done made my way, bro. I'm up in the high. I done got away a little bit. As you can tell, I'm a little bit better. Man, I was scuba diving. I went up Lee Road. I done cut across. Now I'm up in Maple, man. I done made my way past Shaker. I'm up in Maple. So I'm still on the east side. You know, Friday, I'm going to be on that west side. Man, I'm going to take you on the venture, man.
That's what it is, man. Oh, I want to give another shout-out, man, to the kinfolk, man. You know who it is, Greg McCoy, man. Got to go see my kinfolk, man, while I'm out here. Take a couple of pictures for those that don't remember. He was on the show. He's in the NFL, play for the Minnesota Vikings. Big up to you, G. I see you, baby.
Hey, Skeeter Moe Johnson, Jenkins Jr. III, still alive in the building. I wanted to say shout out to Bustin' Nut Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? And Freestyle Friday, I can't wait.
Hey, Skeeter Moe, get a couple of them young players down there in the hood, man. Have them boys touch that line first time calling, man. And have them youngsters follow you back. You know what I'm saying? I know it's a couple of young fellas down there. They got that tweak in them, got that chopped and screwed in them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, already. You know, talking to my wife over here, I had that high five coming in soon, man. I'm trying to get all my fellas together, booting their Farnsworth, Young Texas Toys, you know, the Figaro. I'm trying to get all my boys in the SQB, you know, Lil Chris, you know, I'm trying to get all my boys together. You know, they boys don't want to get on there and spit that hot lava and melt the phone line.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So be looking out for that world. Streets is talking. You done heard it here first from Skeeter Moe, Jenkins Johnson the third. Hey, Skeeter Moe, did you see the dude get... Oh, you was too worried about getting married. I was going to ask you if you saw the UFC fight on some highlights of the Anderson Silva guy getting knocked out by the white boy, Chris Weidman.
Yeah, I was unfortunately able to see that, but I did hear about it, you know, with the wedding and the planning and the... running around the bachelors and the bachelorettes. And we tried to do it too big, didn't have enough time. So I didn't get a chance to see the fight, but I got first word when he got knocked out, and I was amazed at the fact that I've watched this guy fight many of times, and I hardly even see him get scratched. So I was really amazed to hear that the man got knocked straight out.
Not straight out. He got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Woo.
And it's funny how I read an article in the USA Today as I was, you know, boarding the plane and just getting here that, you know, the kid is from Houston. He was hungry, a little younger, and I didn't think it was going to be like that.
Yes, and new champion of the UFC.
What?
So now, like you say, he'll get messages up for John Bones Jones and the George St. Pierre and the matchup Anderson Silva to have that tournament. So yeah, he done ran with the church's money. You hear that, Skeeter Moe? L Boogie say he ran with the church's money by losing that fight to the Weidman guy. What's your thoughts about that? Did he take the money and run? Did he double up? Did he put money on himself to lose and double up? What happened?
Man, I think the guy just got knocked out, man, and he wasn't expecting that. I really don't. You know when you beat a couple of people and then you beat a couple of more people, you your head get big and you start walking around a little cocky, and that's what he did. He got a little too cocky and underestimated that guy hitting him with that overhand combo uppercut. With all of them in one, he was sweet.
Yes, sir, he was that for real. So that's what it is. Skeeter Moe, Jenkins Johnson, you gonna be on Friday for Freestyle Friday?
Man, you know I wouldn't miss it for the world.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Congratulations to you, man. You and your wife sound red. You know what I mean? That red. She's a Hudges now. Welcome to the Hudges family, baby girl.
Yes,
shout out.
Yes,
to
sir. Hey, Boogie, I see you, baby. Hey, one love, maximum respect. The streets is talking. I'm out.
That's what it is.
Oh, man, you know we had to. Yeah, we had to end it off with Skeeter Moe, man. We had to, man. We had to end it. He had to be the last caller, man, because he's slippery. Well, where? How did he get it done? And still had time to put up pictures on Facebook and Instagram. A bad man.
That's a bad man.
But Ro, before we get out of here, you got any more extra little shout-outs, man, before we get out of here?
Man, you know what it is. Like we do every show, man. Shout-out to UL Boogie. Shout-out to my dude, Juel. That's my cat. And, you know, to everybody in the D that I done ran across, man, you know, it's been man, much love to everybody I done ran across and talked to. And, L Boogie, I got a load of pictures for you. I want to give a shout-out to my daughter, Jada B, and Trent Julia and the wifey. You know what it is, man. Much love to y'all. Daddy be on real, real soon. You know what I mean? L Boogie, I'll see you when you know how we do, man. I'll see you when we get back to that heat. You feel me?
Yeah,
No question. Very, very soon. You know what I mean? Since we in the street special edition, man, I'ma let the youngin', man, my youngest son, he gonna end the show, you know what I mean? Give a couple special shout outs and then, you know, he gonna end it all. You know what I mean? We appreciate y'all calling in. The streets is talking, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. You know what I mean? Son, end it off for him, man, while we ride down this little, you know, in the streets.
Come on.
All right, what's up, y'all? This your boy, Vel Smooth, a.k.a. The Younger. We coming live from Cleveland. We roaming the streets. You know, the streets is talking, baby. You know, we gonna come back at y'all Friday with something smooth. I don't say we got Freestyle Fridays. And it's going to be live, so make sure y'all tune in. And like my pops say, tell a friend, and tell a friend, and tell a girl. We out of here. I couldn't have said it no better, man. I couldn't have said it no better, man. You already know, man. I love you, son. Can't wait to see you, man. But I ain't
talking to your child, I'm talking to you. Oh, man.
We out of here. Down memory lane. Let's do it. We out of here.
Claim your shoes.
yeah. So in summation, I don't know who you racing. I'm already at the finish line with the flag waving. Come on.
Oh, they want me to fall.